Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm one of our floor supervisors. Whom I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Mary Kofod. I've been an Omax customer for years, but right now I've got a problem. I don't seem to be able to have it shipped anymore, and I'd like to get to the bottom of it. My credit card on the auto ship was canceled at the end of March. I didn't have anything to do with it. It just was canceled because the credit card company, not me, thought there was some fraudulent activity, and they reissued me a new number. So on May 9th, I called Omax on your number, and I thought I'd placed an order. But it never came. It still hasn't come. So this is why I was calling today to find out why it didn't come. And then I was told that it didn't go through and that you would no longer take my credit card because of something that I had nothing to do with. And I do not do anything over the Internet. I'm an old lady. I'm housebound. I live by myself. I don't know anybody that does. I just don't do that kind of stuff. I don't understand it. I've got no way of learning it. I'm not paying $40 a month for something that I will never use. So I don't know what to do to get your product.
And to confirm the account that had been transferred over to me, Ms. Mary, can you provide any physical address you may use to receive products at?
23751. 23751 East Summers Drive, Milo, Missouri, 64767.
Okay, I do appreciate you confirming that for me.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Mary. So it does bring up, just as you're explaining, I do see May 9th, there was an attempted order for our Omax 3 Ultra Pure build amount of 39, well, 95 times 2, so in total would be 79.90. Which I do see that our system had marked the attempted order as having fraudulent characteristics and had fully canceled and refunded.
That was taken care of when the city canceled my old card and reissued me a new number.
Our
number on that order.
Our system did this here once it caught the characteristics of the order. Once it went through on May 9th, it was automatically reversed.
What did you say once it went through on May 9th? What?
The system returned the payment of the $79.90.
Your system or my card system?
Our system automatically canceled the order due to it being marked as fraud.
Me. I was sitting here waiting for it to arrive, and it still hasn't. So
there was no email submitted for the order. There would be
what?
No confirmation sent out.
I didn't understand what the significance of that.
I said there was no email address provided for the order that was placed.
No, I don't have email. What part of I don't do computers or any of that Internet stuff?
Well, that's why there was no confirmation sent.
I had an auto ship set
up. Right, I understand. But that is why there was no confirmation sent, because there was no email provided.
Well, not everybody does that kind of Greek hocus pocus.
I'm so sorry for any confusion, ma'am, but unfortunately, due to our system marking the order as fraudulent and refunding the $79.90 that had been paid for the order, we're just not able to submit any orders using your information any longer.
Well,
the system has it blocked.
I don't even know the source of this fraud, this so-called fraudulent activity, or I thought it had all been taken care of, that, you know, it had nothing to do with me. It just happened. I didn't have to pay any extra charges. I just had to deal with giving everybody a new credit card number, which was a pain in the butt enough. And now I can't even get my supplement. There's got to be some way around this. Can I send you a check in the mail? Would that work?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry. That's not an accepted form of payment.
Would that work?
It would not.
What about a bank draft?
No, we're
Are
going
you
to require
a fraudulent activity. Let me ask you that.
No, ma'am. Our system denied the order that was placed with your information because of the characteristics it contained. We would only be able to accept as a form of payment either a debit or a credit card.
I didn't really understand that you talked.
What I'm explaining is that we do not accept any form of payment that you have offered. We do not accept checks. We do not accept money orders or anything of that nature.
There have got to be more people besides me that want to order from you. And I have been, and I didn't do anything wrong, and I think you're treating me very unfairly.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but our system, due to the information that was used for the order, the way it's reading, it marked it as fraud. Due to that, it freezes your information from being able to be used in our system for placing any orders again. So I do apologize. I can't
do with this, and I still don't know. I did not even initiate this fraud thing. I don't know anything about it. I think it was just totally random. And on the abundance of caution, the card company canceled my number and reissued a new one, and I don't think I should be penalized for this.
I'm sorry, ma'am, if your bank decided to do that to your account, but that's not a concern we can assist with.
So you sure don't want to sell your product very bad, do you? I want to buy it really bad. I like it.
Maybe there's a different avenue. You can try to search the product online and see if there's anywhere else you can locate.
I don't have any way of getting online, and if I did, I wouldn't understand how to do it.
I'm sorry. Maybe you would have a younger family member. Maybe that can help you.
No, all my family members are gone, and I don't have any family members or anybody that I do this stuff with. I live by myself, and I like it like that.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere, and I like to have stuff shipped to me by mail or USPS or postal, whatever. And that's been working out just fine. And now, through no fault of my own, this rug has been jerked out from under me, and I don't see a way around it.
I apologize for the difficulty you've had, ma'am, and the frustration that it's caused. But unfortunately, we would not be able to submit an order.
Maybe you could pass this along to your higher-ups, and they could get some of their customers back. There have to be other people like me that do not do Internet.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're not going to be able to place an order for you due to it being marked as fraud. That's why you were sent over to me.
You would pass this on, because I really think it's screwed up, to put it bluntly.
My apologies on the concern there. Was there anything else I could try to explain for you or help out with?
No.
Okay, understand. Well, I appreciate you calling the Max Help.